It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. We have 11 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20 knots. Wind waves from the south 4 feet high at 5 seconds apart, and southwest swells 7 feet at 9 seconds, and showers are in the forecast today. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about the weather and about what meteorologist Cliff Mass says is a very odd weather pattern that we're seeing offshore in the ocean right now. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have the Intermezzo arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a petroleum tanker, and she'll be her cargo is refined petroleum. And so she'll pass Astoria maybe around 6 a.m. and arrive in Vancouver by about noontime. And she is our only inbounder today so far. Now, the ship schedule can change and it evolves through the day, but right now that's the only one that I see here on the inbound schedule. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Kania. She is headed for Kalama from the Astoria anchorage. Left there around midnight, and probably got there at about 5 a.m. this morning. She is going to a berth that handles corn, soy, or wheat. The Medi Oita is in the Rice Island anchorage. She's going to head upriver to Longview to pick up wheat. She'll leave about 1:30 in the morning, did leave about 1:30 in the morning, probably got up there at about 5 a.m. To Longview. We have the Fair Chem Charger. She's a tanker that is going to port westward. Her cargo is ethanol, and she probably left the anchorage around 6:30 this morning, so a lot of activity on the river early in the morning, and maybe about 9:30 in Klatskanai. The Simona Progress is awaiting orders. She's a wheat ship. The CMB Permaki is awaiting orders in the anchorage, the Astoria anchorage, and the Auckland Spirit is also awaiting orders there. She's a wheat ship. She'll be going upriver to pick up wheat. And the Proteus is in the Rice Island anchorage, awaiting orders to head upriver. She, too, is a wheat ship. And in our outbounders, we have the Amalfi. She's leaving Kalama around 4 a.m., probably corn, soy, or wheat on board there. She's leaving around 4 a.m., could pass Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. The Penn Star is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board. She's leaving around 4 a.m., also could pass Astoria outbound around 5 hours later. And the Heritage Leader is leaving Vancouver. She is a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board, leaving around 3:30 in the morning and could pass Astoria outbound. Actually, that's 3:30 in the afternoon, sorry. So she's going to be heading out in the afternoon and probably passing Astoria outbound by about 9:30 p.m. So a big gap between our outbound vessels today. Well, I was noticing the weather forecast and kind of thinking, wow, it's kind of nice to get a little bit of rain because we have everybody's worried about fire danger now. And so now we have some rain to kind of mitigate that fire danger and wet everything down, which is a good thing. But I guess this is kind of unusual for July. And then I happened to come across a blog by meteorologist Cliff Mass. He's with the University of Washington, very well-known meteorologist. And he has a blog. It's very interesting. If you ever want to take a look at it, just Google Cliff Mass, C-L-I-F-F-M-A-S-S, and you'll find his weather blog. And he is always interesting to read. Yesterday he had a post on his blog with the headline, JAWS is making landfall on the Northwest Coast. And so JAWS is an acronym that he made up, I gather. He's calling it July Abnormally Wet System. So there's a weather system off the Pacific Northwest Coast right now that he says is quite unusual for this time of year. And he's sort of saying that it looks kind of like a November satellite image. So we remember, of course, that when fall comes around, we get into our fall and winter weather pattern, we get these storms that just sort of show up off the coast. A lot of them come from up toward, from the Aleutians, and they just pummel us with rain. And so apparently there's a weather system that, at least according to Cliff Mass, looks very much like that. And he says during the next few days, western Washington and Oregon should be wetted down with potentially several inches of rain in the high elevations of the Olympics, the North Cascades, the mountains of southern British Columbia. And so he's talking in his blog kind of about north of us. So he's sort of thinking about the effects on Washington State and the effects on British Columbia. So He's looking at this, of course, being something that will definitely affect issues of local drought. But also, he's saying it's clear now that this will be one of the wettest Julys in decades for our region, with a profound implication for Northwest wildfires and smoke. So extended forecast models have been predicting this abnormally wet situation for at least a month, which he says is of great satisfaction to those of us working on long-term prediction. So I've talked with meteorologist Gordon McCraw about weather prediction on the coast. And because they get so little information from the ocean, most of our storms come in off the ocean. And if you look at weather prediction or you know anything about meteorology, you know that there, all over the continental United States, there are lots of weather stations relaying weather to satellites. And so they have a really good picture about what weather is doing on land, but not so much out in the ocean. I mean, they do have some satellite imagery and they have weather reports from ships. But basically, you're looking at a lot of computer model forecasting and educated guesses. And sometimes people get really mad when the weather doesn't do what they think it's going to do, what the forecasters think it's going to do. But they're making their best guess based on a highly dynamic, I guess you could say, lots of forces acting on things. A storm heading our way, if it nudges, you know, a few miles to the north or south, could completely miss us, even though it seemed like it was aiming right for us. That's the kind of weather stuff that happens here all the time. So the National Weather Service in Portland says that our July storm is moved in yesterday with rain along much of the Oregon coast. And so the National Weather Service in Portland is sort of comparing this to another really rainy period in July of 2007, when I guess that it was also a very, very wet July. We'll have to check the rainfall totals over the rest of the week, because apparently there's another weather system like this, at least predicted to hit us on the weekend or on into Monday, what kind of rainfall we get. But here are some average monthly precipitation totals for just areas in our listening area here for July on the Oregon coast. Astoria usually sees about an inch of rain for the whole month. Seaside about 1.5 inches, and Tillamook about 1.5 inches of rain for the entire month of July. So I'll see maybe early next week I can look up rainfall totals and see what kind of precipitation we're looking at. I have a rain gauge here in my yard and I can see how the rain is mounting up there and keep you posted. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.